Technicality gives Ray Agun top world breakdancing ranking, date modified colon 2024-09-11T01:4634.721Z, description colon the Australian breakdancer is on top of the latest rankings despite her polarizing Olympic routine, comma dot. Technicality gives Ray Agun world number one ranking, EPA. Ray Agun's performance in Paris has split opinion within the breakdancing community. Rachel Gunn remains the number one female breakdancer in the world, despite a controversial Olympic performance for Team Australia that divided the internet and left her with a score of zero. Responding to questions about its rankings, the sport's governing body has issued a statement explaining its methodology to address concerns and provide clarity. It said each athlete was assessed based on their top four performances in the last 12 months and that Olympic events, including qualifiers, were excluded. Gunn, who performs as Ray Agun, has continued to defend her record as Australia's best B-girl amid questions over her qualifications. The 37-year-old university lecturer failed to score any points in all three of her competition rounds in Paris, with a routine that included unorthodox moves, such as the sprinkler and the kangaroo hop. The record is there. But anything can happen in a battle, she said in an interview last week, when asked about her polarizing performance. The World Dance Sport Federation, WDSF, has also come under intense public scrutiny not just for its rankings, but its credibility as a voice for the sport. In Tuesday's statement, the WDSF tried to address criticisms that had been swirling online over the transparency of its rankings head-on. It explained that ranking events had intentionally not been held between the end of 2023 and the start of the Olympics, to allow athletes to focus solely on the games. That had created a set of unique circumstances which meant that some athletes had been ranked based only on a single event. In Gunn's case, the 1,000 points, which place her at the top of the table, come from a first-place finish at the Oceania Continental Championships which were held in October of 2023. The world rankings as they currently stand should be interpreted in conjunction with results from recent global breaking competitions for a more accurate reflection of the global competitive landscape, the WDSF statement added. The weeks-long saga over Ray Agun's performance has split opinion within the breakdancing community, with some throwing their support behind the embattled athlete, while others have publicly accused her of making a mockery of the sport. It has also sparked questions over whether breaking, which debuted in Paris but is not on the program for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, should have ever been included in the Olympics, due to the organic nature of the genre, which doesn't necessarily suit organized competition. Australian breakdancer Ray Agun opens up about devastating hate online. In an interview with the Associated Press, Vice President of Breaking for Gold USA Zach Slusser argued the WDSF didn't have any real merit with the breaking community, and that it had failed to organize events that would contribute to creating an accurate world ranking. Breakers were only performing at WDSF-organized events to secure points to qualify for the Olympics, he claimed, adding that they had no incentive or desire to continue participating in WDSF events post-Paris. How Ray Agun made it to the Olympics and divided breaking world, Australia.